You talked before about the question of what's the optimal duration of the aromatase inhibitors and the question of whether we might need more than 5 years. And actually in clinical practice right now, we find that we present a patient, for example, who's had a node-positive tumor originally, has been on 5 years of anastrozole, postmenopausal patient, doing well on the anastrozole, that about a quarter of the docs will keep the anastrozole going. Another quarter will discuss whether or not, you know, the option one way or the other and leave it up to the patient, and the rest just stop the therapy. What are your thoughts about this, again, sort of disparity in how people are approaching the question?
Yeah, there are really good reasons for all three of these approaches right now, and what we lack is any actual data, and I think that's important to highlight to folks. The 5 years of therapy is not magic. It's linked to the old conclusions about tamoxifen. There's no reason a priori to assume that 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor is the right length. Two, the natural history of ER-positive breast cancer extends over many years, even decades. So there is a motivation to do something about this persistent risk, and that's what would drive people to think about longer therapy. Three, the MA17 trial from Canada, apart from testing letrozole specifically, tests the concept of prolonged versus shorter therapy and says longer is better. So where docs fall out in terms of how far they stretch beyond the data, I think, is what explains these different kinds of answers. If you are strictly evidence-based in your practice and you never do anything that hasn't been directly tested, then you can only recommend 5 years of therapy and you must recommend stopping. If, on the other hand, you look at principles and you ask what is likely to be true based on the pieces of the puzzle that I already have, you might come to the conclusion that staying on therapy is worthwhile.